In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the ruler of the Gospel of today had faith in Jesus. However, our Lord wanted his faith to be purified from all earthly or materialistic content. Our Lord requested him to believe firmly without seeing the healing of his dying son. The man believed, and furthermore than the corporal health of his son, the spiritual salvation was granted to all his house. The main point of our Sunday Gospel is to teach us that Jesus is God and therefore the Redeemer of all mankind, to whom worship is due because he is the Lord Almighty, showing his compassion and love for those who are suffering. Our human nature needs the aid of visible things to lift up our soul to the contemplation of divine realities. We understand that actually two miracles were performed: the healing of the dying son of the ruler, and second miracle, the faith for his relatives and servants. And we are in great need to go from earthly realities to divine truth. We are immersed in this ascension when we attend Mass. The rite of the Mass, the liturgy, makes the truth accessible. Truth about God, truth about man, truth about Jesus Christ, true man and true God. This is particularly visible, obvious, with the celebration of the Mass in the Latin and traditional Roman form. The rite of the Mass of the ages makes tangible the divine and revealed truth. Truth about God. God is Trinity. The one, I heard that many times, the one who attends the traditional Latin Mass for the first time is immediately overwhelmed by the sacred atmosphere. I remember this impression when I was more or less 15 and I attended for the first time the traditional Latin Mass. I was overwhelmed by the sacred atmosphere, the majestic architecture of the church, the space also of the church with the sanctuary exclusively reserved for priests and clergy, and the nave for the congregation, these two locations being separated by the communion rail. And also the altar facing the tabernacle, where Jesus is truly present. The priest, vested with particular liturgical vestments, using even a special language that is not spoken in current life, in daily life, having a hierarchic attitude with the same physical expression of an icon, performing gestures of reverence towards tabernacle and altar, with countless genuflections. Finally, the mysterious silence for the canon of the Roman Mass, all of these elements draw the human soul out of the daily world into the presence of the one who is above the world. But if this man attending the traditional Latin Mass for the first time uses his hand missal, his personal hand missal, and pays attention to the words said by the priest and the songs performed by choir and faithful. Today, I feel supported by the teaching of St. Paul when he says that people have to sing canticles and spiritual hymns and psalms. You see, that is not my invention, my personal opinion. No, it is what the church has always been accustomed to do. So keep on singing. So these faithful understand that God is praised with great respect, and also great respect and also confidence of a child talking to his father. What do men do when they talk to God? They sing, they use music, they use beauty. The nobility of the prayer said in Latin does not bring us in relationship with an impersonal, abstract, grand architect of the universe, but rather with a fascinating and mysterious reality, the Holy Trinity. We talk to the Holy Trinity with an incredible audacity. And surprisingly, we talk to the Holy Trinity as to a family member in the companionship of many saints in heaven. At the altar, the priest does not cease to invoke the name of Jesus, bowing his head every time he enunciates this name. Yes, indeed, the rites of the Latin tradition underline strongly that we address the Trinity, adoration and love, with expressive gestures of reverence and adoration. There is a very important body language in the Roman liturgy. And this is very visible in the offertory of the Mass. We say, Suscipe Sancta Trinitas, deign, receive Holy Trinity. Truth also about humankind. Man is lost. There is another truth that appears from the Roman liturgy. Without God, man is lonely. Man is lost in the universe. His life seems meaningless without God, particularly facing the scandal of evil in the world and the recent news are very expressive, unfortunately, about this tragedy of evil in the world, the suffering of innocent people. There is also the facing of a personal guilt, always present in the very depth of a human soul. This human existential anguish has a name, and this name is sin. It is why priests and faithful attending Mass acknowledge the truth of their misery. Look at the priest at the beginning of the Mass. He seems to hesitate to go up to the altar. He says in the prayers at the foot of the altar that he is not capable to approach the tabernacle during these beautiful prayers at the foot of the altar that you fathers who have sons who serve Mass, you foster, you motivate your son to know them by heart so that your son is able to be a real active altar boy. I think it is the mission of fathers to help their sons to know these prayers by heart. And these prayers are very rich and profound. The priest, at the beginning of the Mass, confesses his nothingness. He confesses his faults, bowing profoundly during the Confiteor and taking the sins of each of the faithful on his shoulders. Let us read with attention the canon of the Mass. The priest bows and prosternates on the altar, imploring God to accept him. Let us meditate the moving prayer of the priest before communion, the grandeur and the deep impact of the Roman liturgy is due to the fact that these ancient rites assume clearly that men are sinners, that they need redemption, and these rites bring hope to this human misery, connecting us with the healing divine mercy. Finally, truth about Christ. His sacrifice offered by the Church reconciles man to God. His sacrifice brings us back to his Father. The sacred silence of the canon of the Mass is very eloquent. This sacred silence of the Roman canon is the Western equivalent of the Eastern iconostasis. If you go in an Eastern church, you will see there is a wall here, the location of the communion well with three doors. The sanctuary is totally hidden. And we don't have that in the Western liturgy, in the Roman liturgy. We have, instead of the iconostasis, we have the silence of the canon of the Mass. And the reverential gestures of the priest, everything expresses the sacred mystery. The way you receive Holy Communion, dear faithful, is also a teaching. No need for a huge and expensive Eucharistic revival campaign. If communion wells will be rebuilt everywhere in the Catholic Church and communion received at the communion well, people kneeling, this, again, body language would be the best teaching, because the way we behave forges also the faith. So the way you receive Holy Communion, kneeling at the communion well, receiving the body of Christ on the tongue, is for all of us the best way to experience that something really special happens. We understand better that the Mass is essentially a sacrifice of praise to the Blessed Trinity and of atonement for the eternal salvation of our souls. In the Gospel of St. Mark, the man whose son is healed by Jesus said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." We all need to increase our faith, for we can never have too much faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.